For the latest in Christian music, it's time for TRA News with the rockacrossaustralia.com's Cameron Want.
This week, we focus on the Grammys. Well, it was a historic night for Christian music at the 55th Annual Grammy Awards held in Los Angeles earlier this week. American rapper Lecrae, who's been getting a lot of mainstream attention over the past few months, won Best Gospel Album with his groundbreaking project Gravity. And in doing so, he's become the first hip-hop gospel artist to win a Grammy. Unexpectedly, the charismatic rapper missed accepting the award because he was detained on the red carpet. Backstage, he attributed the success of the album to the fact that he's unashamedly truthful about his faith. He says his music stems from his encounter with God.
I'm not necessarily trying to put a sermon in my songs. It's like if you get hit by a bus, you're going to walk different. You're going to be different. And I've been hit by something bigger than anything known to man, and that's the power of the Lord. So I'm different, and I hope that people can sense that as they listen to my music.
Christian musician Matt Redman led the pack, winning two Grammys for the song 10,000 Reasons, Bless the Lord, in the Best Gospel Contemporary Christian Music Performance and Best Contemporary Christian Music Song categories. Israel Houghton's Your Presence is Heaven tied with Redman for Best Contemporary Christian Music Song. In other achievements, gospel duo Mary Mary won Best Gospel Song with Go Get It, and Toby Mac earned the award for Best Contemporary Christian Music Album with his Eye on It project. Toby says the past year has seen Christian music build a significant mainstream audience, with artists like Lecrae, Chris Tomlin, and himself all reaching the top or near the top of the Billboard Top 200.
I think if I had to put my finger on why this music is beginning to take off right now, I think there is something in this music that people are drawn to. And I think we're just getting better at making great records. And I think there's a lot of diversity in Christian music. I mean, we've been growing in that way for a long time, but I do think it's growing more and more, and I think we are just promoting our music better.
Finally, a reminder, you can follow your favourite Christian songs each week online at therockacrossaustralia.com and check us out at TRA Charts on Facebook. Till next time, I'm Cam Want for TRA News.